Васудевая. Намо Бхагавате Васудевая. Намо Бхагавате Васудевая. So, I read here from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 18, Text 17 and 18. I read verse 17 alone, and then we repeat 18. Gandharvapsaroso duksham bhatri padmane payam vatsam vishwambasam krita gandharvam madhus swabhagam. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The inhabitants of Gandharva Loka and Apsara Loka made Vishwavasu into a calf, and they drew the milk into a lotus flower pot. The milk took the shape of sweet musical art and beauty. So now, verse 18, let's chant together. Vatsana pitaru aranyana. Vatsana pitaru aranyana. Kavyam kshirama duksata. Kavyam kshirama duksata. Amma patri mahabhaga. Amma patri mahabhaga. Shadaya shadadevataha. Vatsena pittaro rimana. Kavyam kshirama duksata. Amma patri mahabhaga. Shadaya shadadevataha. Devotees, please. So let's repeat word by word. Batsenam by the path. Pitaraha, inhabitants of Pitriloka. Aryamana, by the god of Pitriloka, Aryama. Kadam, offering of food to ancestors. Shiram, milk. Adukshata, took out. Ama patre, into an unbaked earthen pot. Into an unbaked earthen pot. That's like a well. Mahabhaga, the greatly fortunate. Shadaya, with great faith. Shadadevataha, the demigods presiding over Shada ceremonies. In honor of deceased relatives. Okay, so now I'll read the translation by Srila Prabhupada. Please repeat. The fortunate inhabitants of Pitriloka, who preside over the funeral ceremonies, made Aryama into a calf. With a great faith, they milked kavya, food offered to the ancestors, into an unbaked earthen pot. The fortunate inhabitants of Pitriloka. The fortunate inhabitants of Pitriloka, who preside over the funeral ceremonies, made Aryama into a calf. With great faith, they milked kavya, food offered to the ancestors, into an unbaked earthen pot. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. In Bhagavad Gita 9.25, it is said, Hitrin Yanti Priti Vrataha, those who are interested in family welfare are called Priti Vrataha. There is a planet called Pitriloka, and the predominating deity in that planet is called Aryama. He is somewhat of a demigod, and by satisfying him, one can help ghostly family members develop a gross body. Those who are very sinful and attached to their family, house, village, or country do not receive a gross body made of material elements, but remain in a subtle body composed of mind, ego, and intelligence. Those who live in such subtle bodies are called ghosts. This ghostly position is very painful because a ghost has intelligence, mind and ego and wants to enjoy material life. But because he doesn't have a gross material body, he can only create disturbance for want of material satisfaction. It is the duty of family members, especially the son, to offer oblations to a demigod, to the demigod Aryama, or to Lord Vishnu. From time immemorial in India, the son of a dead man goes to Gaya and at the Vishnu temple there offer oblations to the benefit of the ghostly father, of his ghostly father. It is not that everyone's father becomes a ghost, but the oblations of Pinda are offered to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu so that if a family member happens to become a ghost, he will be favored with a gross body. However, if one is habituated to taking the prasadam of Lord Vishnu, there is no chance of his becoming a ghost or anything lower than a human being. In Vedic civilization, there is a performance called Shraddha, by which food is offered with faith and devotion. If one offers oblations with faith and devotions, either to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, or to his representative in Pitriloka, Aryama, one fourth father will attain material bodies and enjoy whatever material enjoyment is due them. In other words, they do not have to become ghosts. Om Agyanmati Nirandasa Yamna Jana Shalakaya Chakshuramritam Jena Tajmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasaji Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So thank you very much for one more opportunity to share my simple realizations with the audience. So many advanced devotees, but by the order of Guru and the community asked, we come and speak a little bit. So here in this part of the Srimad Bhagavatam, a very important element is being brought out. Mother Earth is a natural supplier of everything that we need to complete our mission in this planet. And the mission is to understand what is the cause of all existences. So here, after the inhabitants pleaded for Prithu Maharaj to have food, because they were absent of food, they were hungry and they did not have that, Mother Earth has agreed and has proposed a plan. And in these two verses, by her plan, an adequate calf should be brought. And all the calves which have been brought, they are very dear to Krishna. In verse 17, Vishwavasu, Gandharva, he is very dear to Lord Krishna. In the 11th canto, Krishna says, among Gandharvas, I am Vishwavasu. So here the Lord is, as a Shakti Vishavatara in the form of Prithu Maharaj, is milking Mother Earth. And the calves are very dear because they are very dear to Krishna. So the hidden point is that the affection comes from this affection to Krishna. Here again, on verse 18, another group of inhabitants are offering their prayers and their needs through Aryama, who is also representative of Krishna. Krishna says his Aryama is his manifestation too. So we can see that each group is milking according to their own necessity or desires. And here Prabhupada speaks about material attachment. He starts, those who are interested in family welfare are called Priti Brataha. They are interested in that. And the Vedas, with their large scope of teachings, can provide an inspiration for elevation for any level of consciousness. Any level of consciousness can reach the Supreme Truth through the initial steps. Just to develop that idea a little bit, we could establish that as a central trunk of the tree is the connection to Krishna. The central element of the tree is our pleasing Krishna. Because even if we just think of connecting, like yoga, we may not necessarily have the element of pleasing Krishna. So within the central information of the Vedas, which is reconnect or connect to Krishna, there is a more perfect, which is pleasing Krishna. Because a yogi can desire to connect to Krishna, but not desire to please Krishna. He may want to connect to Krishna to attain the Brahman platform, for example. And in the Brahman platform, he will be liberated, but not necessarily develop love for Krishna. So liberation and love for Krishna, they're two different things. Liberation is getting out of the house. Love for Krishna is going into the house of Krishna and loving him. So this is a very important point. We can get a liberated idea, a liberated consciousness, but not develop love for Krishna. And here, he's saying that if we are attached to family life, there is priti vrataha should be done. Now, Srila Prabhupada is saying that this ceremony should be done because if it happens that a father gets a ghostly body, a son can do his rituals to relieve his father from that terrible situation of being a ghost and having a mind, having material desires, but not being able to enjoy. So here, Prabhupada is establishing that that should be done because that's Vedic. But at the same time, in his purport, he goes through three stages. The first one, he establishes what is this ceremony. And the second one, he established, if one is a devotee, he's not bound to have a ghost body because he has the habit of only taking Vishnu Prasadam. And by taking Vishnu Prasadam, you'll be elevated to a higher platform. You only have a human body. So, Prabhupada establishing a second level of consciousness is that you are a devotee, you already have the idea of connecting to Krishna, so this Shraddha ceremony loses all its heights because then you'll be more interested in pleasing Krishna. And inside this second level, he talks about Lord Sri Chaitanya, which goes to Gaya. And it's a very interesting pastime because the Lord, when he goes to Gaya, it's described that he has many purposes. He wants to bewilder the people who don't have faith, who don't have bhakti. And at that time, Navadvip was somewhat absent of bhakti. There's lots of philosophical discussions, but bhakti, as its love for God, was not established movement. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very willing to re-establish that mood. So he goes to Gaya and he offers, the Chaitanya Bhagavata described, he offers this ceremony very much as a mundane, a worldly person would offer. So that's to confuse the people who don't have faith in him. At the same time, it's stated there that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks that it's more important to hear the realized souls in Gaya than to perform those ceremonies. So the Lord is putting that the most important element of going to the holy dam is hearing to the realized persons, because they have seen the truth. They have something about the truth which they want to convey, and they can because they have seen it. They have realized it. And because they have realized it, they can give to anyone who approaches them in the adequate mood. And to show that mood, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then found his guru, Ishwarapuri. And he took initiation of Ishwarapuri. And he says, my mission has been completed by taking shelter of your lotus feet. And then, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, gave a great example. He cooked himself for Ishvara Puja. And by that example, he showed how disciples should serve his spiritual master. Lovingly, he cooked and he served the food himself. And in that mood, everybody was full of ecstatic love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is pointing out the inner meanings of the Vedas, which is to find a connection to Krishna in the first moment, in a second moment to please Krishna, which is superior, because you want to connect but on a pleasing mood. You do it because you want to please Krishna. Right, like say, for example, there is some rule in one company. The rule is, you have to be on time, because on time is necessary, you have to be here. So you're there because of the rule. Doesn't mean you have a love for the company, it just means you have you obey the rule. But if you understand the company, you're the owner of the company, you know why the rule is there, because if you're on time, everybody will have their service done, it will be effective, it will be nice. So you will come first, not because of the rule, but because of love, understanding. So, similarly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is pointing out that there are many rules and regulations in the Vedas, but there are central principles which you must be very, very alert, very awakened. And these central principles, they are gradually being revealed until the most intimate connections, which will be love for Godhead. And he's giving those very intimate connections to Krishna simply by his emotivated calls. He's just giving it out. He's not considering what have we done before. He's just giving it out. And that is the special quality of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his example, he's always teaching us how to be a leader, how to be a disciple, how to be a guru, how to be a community member. He's teaching us how to do his Shraddha ceremonies. He's teaching us everything. Now the driving principle for a disciple to do that, this loving mood, would be because he understands he should do it for someone else. And then he must bring in what Krishna presents in the Bhagavad Gita, which is a nice karma element. The world is very familiar with karma and jnana. Either I work and I enjoy, or I don't enjoy and I go to the forest and I meditate and I'm a philosopher. But to do something and offer the results to Krishna is the uniqueness of Bhagavad Gita. This is Naiskarma. It's been presented by Krishna to Arjuna. That's why Arjuna presents so many doubts. You say knowledge superior to action, but you ask me to fight. Why are you asking me to fight if knowledge is superior? So Arjuna is thinking, if jnana is to be taken, I should go to the forest and not fight. But if I'm going to fight, which is karma, then why are you saying that karma, that knowledge is superior to action? And Krishna explains, it's because you should act, but with the goal to please me, to offer the results to me. So. And here Srila Prabhupada mentions attachment to family. And in the world, the Grihastha ashram is the most common ashram. Even Lord Brahma has a wife. It's everywhere. So a lot of instructions are here for us Grihasthas, how to elevate our consciousness. And through Bhagavad Gita, Krishna gives this example of Naiskarma. Because by Naiskarma we can understand that even if I'm not as yet in that level of offering my life, offering every minute to Krishna, I should aspire for that minute. That's my aspiration. That's where I should want to arrive. That's my final destination. Because that train station is where we go to Goloka Vrindavan. If I drop in an earlier station, I can. Krishna gives the free will. But I know that to get to Goloka Vrindavan, I need to get the train again and get to the final destination. And that destination is understanding that everything in this world is meant for Krishna. That's the lesson Mother Earth is also giving. Everything should be offered to Krishna as a yajna. And that's why she withdrew the goods and all the elements because they were not being used properly. And now she's giving it back because Prithu Maharaj is re-establishing dharma, he's re-establishing the way it should be done. Now there are some very subtle points, because you may think, yes, I'm already attending all the normal programs, I'm coming to Mangalartik, I'm chanting my japa, I'm doing all that. Yes, but what about from the Mangalartik to the Sandhya Artik? How do I reconnect all that life? So that reconnection should be done always. Isn't that what devotional service is about? It's unmotivated and it's non-interrupted. So that's the qualities that we have to develop. We have to develop that aspiration to please Krishna in every second, in every action, in every situation presented by Krishna for us every moment. And to do that, to have that clear mind what's to be done and what's not to be done, we have to hear what's being said by the people who have realized the truth studying the Vedas. These are the sages. This is the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu going to Gaya. I should go to these places to do, to listen better to these very realized persons and to render service. Because by rendering service, I get his affection. Mother Earth has rendering service to Prithu Maharaj, and he's going to develop an affection. She's going to consider her as a daughter. So first he wanted to kill her, but now she'll become his daughter. That means she's rendered service. So by rendering service, we develop affection. The spiritual master develops affection for us because we render service. If someone comes to you and helps you, naturally some affection comes to your heart, isn't it? You're lost, someone comes, a stranger comes. No, you go this way, that way. You never saw the person before. But immediately some affection is there. Oh, thank you very much. And some happy mood arises. Because affection comes whenever there's a service. If you're very pleasing to your neighbors, what happens? They're very pleasing to you. They come to you, they want to. So in that way, if you're very pleasing to Krishna, if you bring fruits for the temple, flowers for the temple, you give the donations to the temple, everybody is so pleased. The deity is pleased, the pujari is pleased, the temple president is pleased. Because there is some rendering of service. So rendering of service is very important. Because it's through this mood that we'll get knowledge and blessings by rendering service. And the best mood to render service is only to please Krishna. With the only mood to please Krishna. In that direction, if I go and preach, that's the highest pleasing service for Krishna. Because I'm giving Krishna the element which is lacking the world to everyone. And even I'm giving to someone which already has, but perhaps in that moment needed just a little bit to reconnect and do a lot of advancement. So giving Krishna is so pleasing, and by the law of reciprocation, the Lord gives himself to us. Just like Raghunath Das Goswami, he wanted to meet so much Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he managed to go and meet Lord Nityananda in Panihati, but he stayed a little distant from him. And Lord Nityananda cried very loudly, "You're a thief! Come!" And then he's astonished by that. And he comes close. And when he comes close, Lord Nityananda blesses him with his lotus feet. Now the deeper meaning is Lord Nityananda is the way to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Lord Nityananda is the ruler of Sankarshan, who is the ruler of Ahankara. And with Ahankara, we cannot reach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Lord Nityananda is the gateway. He is the one who removes the Ahankara so we can meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in this example, Nityananda proved this point by giving his mercy to Raghunath Das Goswami. And in that moment he said, "You will get the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." And then the Lord Nityananda danced for 3 months non-stop, not eating, not drinking, just danced, kirtan for 3 months. And the children will do 1 month. not eating, not drinking, for just kirtan for 1 month, non-resting too. So those static moods are the moods which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving us. This kind of benediction, this kind of environment is the environment that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is inviting us to go into. And Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, being very much absorbed in that mood, took all the pains to go to a country which was not very abundant in Krishna consciousness, we could say, America in that moment. And he just started from nowhere and wanted to give us that, because he was in that mood of a Mayapurvasi. Mayapurvasi is someone who wants to give Krishna. That's the definition of a Mayapurvasi. Everyone is trying to give Krishna, right? If you go to Vrindavan, all the gopis, Mother Yashoda, they want to please Krishna. And everyone who wants to please Krishna, they're welcome. They welcome them. Even Putana was welcome. She wanted to give milk. She was welcome. She was disguised as the goddess of fortune. He said, come in, serve Krishna, be welcome. So this mood of giving, of facilitating the devotional service of others, this is the mood of Mayapurvasis. This is the mood of Vrajavasis. And that's why preaching is so elevated. Because we understand that we want to facilitate the way back to Godhead of all the living entities. Now, to do that, we must develop the qualities of the Vrajavasis. And that's Radhanath Swami's point. Humility, harmonize, to be nice, to be caring. All these moods come together in the moods of the Vrajavasis. Right? So that's the lesson to be taken from the residents and the intimate associates of the Lord. It's the consciousness of the spiritual world. Because if we want to go there, we must develop it now. Because how will we go there if we don't have it? To go to the spiritual world means to eliminate ahankara. And to eliminate, if you eliminate ahankara, you're already in the spiritual world. Only this world is a lower means, is the material elements, is a lower means. But the principles are the same. The affection there is the same. What happens, Krishna's there, Mother Yashoda wakes him up. Why do we go to Mangalarti? Because Krishna is there. If Krishna is not there, would we go? No. Krishna is there. So, that's the mood. So, we must be very much aware and awakened to take advantage of these advanced personalities who are in the Dham, because they have the mercy. They have the blessings. They have the way back to Godhead. They may be very humble, and we may sometimes have trouble getting out because they're so humble. They don't want to show that. But I'm very bold in this moment, so I just go there and I say, please, please, I would like to have your mercy. Right? And in that way, we'll get the blessings of the Dhammasis. Finally, Prabhupada talks about Vedic civilizations. And his point here, in Vedic civilization, there are ceremonies called Shraddha. And Vedic civilization presents many ceremonies during lifetime which has the intention of elevating oneself. And this ceremony should be done. Because, not because the devotee would be specifically attached to the result, but because it's pleasing to Krishna and he created this system. So we do it because it pleases Krishna. And when we do it because it pleases Krishna, Krishna manifests everything we need. He gives us all we need and preserves what we have. Okay, so I'd like to stop here. Still sometimes there are many senior devotees, if they want to compliment or make questions, if anybody wants the questions, they can also help. As I mentioned, I've only started studying the Vedas. I've done some service before, but my main service was not studying. Sometimes distributing books, sometimes administrating, sometimes helping something, doing a festival here and there, so didn't have the time. Then married life comes up, we have lots of responsibilities, you know that. And so now I'm taking the time to study and to start to lapidate this beautiful Vedic knowledge. So you please forgive me for not giving the appropriate mantras or something inappropriate which I have said. Thank you. Mataji has a question. Yes, Mataji.
Thank you very much for your class. I like so much. Also, the more I like is when you speak about the taker the devotees, I understand, no? So many times the devotees, me also, we think it's more important give service to the deities or make service for the deities, I make service for the deities also. But I think Krishna is very happy when we can take care of the devotees, no? Or the people in general, no? Because so many times we are so much absorbed in next service for Krishna, and we don't have time for the devotees. We don't have time for listening to the devotees when they have problems, no? When we are all happy, it's very easy. But when devotees suffer, I suffer so much before the devotees help me. Thank you very much. Entonces, after this, I promise to Krishna, if I can, I want to help the devotees when they are super, when they are sick, no? And this is for me the more important.
Thank you for your comment. Yeah, that's very nice. Helping devotees is as far as we can. Actually, if we see that the person who is coming to us is the Lord Himself, then our mood changes. If we try to see the Lord in every situation, definitely our mood will change. Yes, Prabhuji has a question.
You mentioned about Putana coming to Mother Yashoda in the disguise of goddess of fortune, and Mother Yashoda allowed her. So I think there's a lesson to be drawn there by the devotees. Lesson to be drawn. Uh-huh. Would you explain that, please?
The lesson?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. The lesson, as I mentioned, is that if someone wants to serve Krishna, we should accept their intention and as much as we can intensify it so he can reach the Lord and the lotus feet of the Lord. And in the case of Putana, she wanted to offer something for Krishna. So all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they don't know rules, they just know love. So if someone wants to show affection to Krishna, what is their behavior? They would just help him out to do it. So the lesson there is, even if a demon is disguised, you can take his good initiative to give something for Krishna. There's an example of Prabhupada, very nice, I remember. Prabhupada was on the Second Avenue giving class, lots of trucks and noises and everything. And in the middle of all this annoyance, and he was so tolerant, someone half drunk, half like a bum, came in and said something, and Prabhupada look at him one time, two times, he tolerated. And finally he went to the toilet, came back and brought a roll, a toilet paper roll, and said, he just and put it there. So the Swami understood, he wants to render some service. So that's the nice thing about him. So the Prabhupada could find a quality in someone. Imagine New York, half drunk. Imagine his hair, his look and his smell. Must have been something. And Prabhupada could pick up the so nice thing that he had. He wanted to serve. So that attitude we learn from Srila Prabhupada. You know, so many examples. Another devotee was there and Prabhupada would sit, cook for everyone, serve the prasadam out, and a devotee would say, as soon as Srila Prabhupada said, can I have another chapati, Swamiji? The Swamiji would go out, get a chapati and give him for about 11 times until he defeated. The guy got bored and said, I can't beat the Swamiji. He's unbeatable. So, in many ways, Srila Prabhupada has demonstrated the practical outcome of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita in his life. Okay? Hare Krishna.
That devotee was under control also. He didn't create much disturbance, as in the case of Putana. Srila Prabhupada controlled that devotee who was trying to serve.
Yeah, okay. Putana had a special mission to do, right? She had some job to do, so it needed to be special. Yeah, okay.
So he was, that devotee was under strict vigilance of Srila Prabhupada. That's what your point was, isn't it?
Sorry, I didn't catch your point.
That devotee was in strict vigilance of Srila Prabhupada.
The devotee was in strict vigilance. I don't know. Prabhu Chaitanya, can you tell me what he's saying?
But you didn't get my point. Srila Prabhupada encouraged him because he was trying to render some service.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, Srila Prabhupada saw that he was not creating much disturbance.
Okay.
That's my point. Hare Krishna.
Okay, he didn't really have much problem. Okay. Okay, so Prabhuji has a question.
Hare Krishna. Can you please repeat what you said about Lord Nityananda, Sankarshan and Ahamkara?
Okay. Lord Nityananda, as an expansion of Sri Balaram, he is the Lord of Sankarshan. And we have Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, Vasudev. Chaturvyuha. And Sankarshan is responsible, he rules over the false ego. He also rules over Sambandha. So, as Nityananda is the ruler of Sankarshan, by his wish the false ego can be removed. So if he desires, at any moment, the false ego can be removed instantaneously and the devotee can realize Chit Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately. So that's why it's so important to have the mercy of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Okay. Grantara Shrimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.